couple of things before I begin. I want to remind everybody that Nick is starting a revival tonight over at the First Church. I hope that we'll go and support him in that. I think it goes tonight through Thursday. I can't make it Thursday, but I'll be there every other night, Lord willing. And I hope we'll go over, not just support Nick, but we have brothers and sisters over there. Amen. We have family over there. And you know, sometimes a church needs encouragement. And so let's go and encourage them, encourage Nick, and worship God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? First Free Will on Colorado Street. Yeah, you just hop, skip, and a jump from here.
Starts at 6, and then Monday through Thursday starts at 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think the church is going Wednesday night as a group, but hopefully we'll go other nights. Okay, want to praise the Lord for Sandy.
Amen.
Isn't it good when you see God answer your prayers?
Yes.
And my prayer has been for the last 2 weeks, Lord, make the bones heal quicker. Make them heal quicker. He can. You know, he's not on the doctor's timetable. He's on his own. So it's just wonderful to see her. Tommy, come on, honey. You can't even carry on a conversation. Well, I had another one. I don't know where it is, so. All right. Unless anybody else got anything to say. We are in the book of Revelation. And so let's just sort of do what we did last week. Close your Bibles, and we'll see if we're learning something. You know, if you have to look in your Bible to answer things, you're not learning. Now, I don't mean that critically, please. I wouldn't offend anybody. But I want us to be able, I don't expect us to memorize everything. But I expect us to know what's in there. So in the first chapter, it's all about the revelation of the glorified. That's the name of the book. Christ is revealed. Now, once Christ is revealed, you're going to have all these events that begin, right? But before he gets there, and remember I gave you a verse in chapter 1. Anybody remember that verse? It divides out the book. Comes after 17 and before 19. But anyway, it says, the things which you have seen, and that was the glorified Christ, and the things which are, that's right, the church age. I knew y'all get it. That's the church age. That's chapters 2 and 3. And then he says, and the things which shall be hereafter. That begins in chapter 4. And I've told you this. You know, and I went back and read to you in the Old Testament. And in the Old Testament, it talks about in that day. And it talks about the events that will occur in that day. Well, Revelation is not about in that day.
I'm sorry, nothing.
What'd you say?
It is that day.
Well, that's good. No, you're getting it. It's not about in that day. It is that day. John's not seeing things that's going to happen. John's seeing things that are happening. Why is that important? Why is that important? Well, look, if I said to you, I come over here. Lynn always don't care if I talk to him. If I said to you, this coming Thursday, I'm going to be in Chattanooga. Well, that's a future event, right? But you can't count on that. But if I call you on Thursday and say, hey, Lynn, guess where I'm at?
You're in Chattanooga.
I'm in Chattanooga. That you can count on because I'm there
now.
That's right. Well, that's what's going on here. John's not saying this Thursday I'll be in Chattanooga. John's saying, hey, I'm in Chattanooga. This is what's going on. This is what's happening. And the reason that's important is we can count on it. Now, we can count on what God says anyway. But when we look at Revelation, folks, and I want to show you something this morning. I hope it's as sobering to you as it was to me. I hope it's as eye-opening to you as it is to, as it was to me. This is not Aesop's stories. Did I say that right? Aesop. Well, E and A. You know, the A is pronounced like an E, I guess. I don't know. But E and Aesop. This is not stories, folks. This is, look, I've said this before. Where do you think Hollywood gets the movies they put out about demons and all this stuff? They get it from God's Word, but they won't believe God's Word, but they'll make a movie about it. Well, this ain't a movie. I'm telling you, this ain't a movie. This is exactly what God says is going to happen, happening. And when something's happening, it's too late to prepare for what's going to happen. Bless God, when you're in the car wreck, it's too late to say, well, I need to get ready and I might have a car wreck today. I didn't mean that towards you, honey. That just came out. I never thought of you when I made that illustration. But my point is, it's too late when it's happening. It's too late when God's wrath poured out, folks, to worry about God's wrath. Because you're either not a part of it or you are a part of it. So that's what he says, the things which shall be hereafter. Well, if you're going to get the things which are hereafter, you have to have chapter 4. Right? Don't look down at your Bible, John. I told you, close that Bible. He's cheating people in. Look over here. It's just, my gosh. Anybody in here obey the rules? Look over here. What? I mean, when we're taking, this ain't an open book test. Look back here. It's got her. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Listen, my favorite student up here has got her. Oh, look, she's not only got her Bible open, she's got her notes out. But if you're going to get a glimpse of the future, you're going to have to go to heaven to do it. Because only from heaven, where it's an eternal, are you going to see anything that's going to be in the future? Now listen, you can say, well, I think the stock market is going to be down this week. Or I think the stock market is going to be up this week. Now that's an opinion, right? And sometimes educated, sometimes not. But when you're already in Friday, you can say, well, the stock market went down this week because you're there. Well, look, only from heaven's view are you there. Nowhere on earth are you there. You have to see it from heaven's viewpoint. And so that's why it says, you come up, and I'll show you those things which are going to be hereafter. Well, what happens when he gets to heaven? What's the first thing he saw? Hey, listen, if you don't go to the throne, nothing you see it be worth a dime. It's God's view that counts. It's God's point that counts. It's God's word that counts. And so the first thing he sees is the throne and him that sat upon the throne. Well, what happened? What happened? Well, all of a sudden, you have four beasts that represent creation. Then you have 20 and four elders that are clothed in white, that are representative of the Old and New Testament saints. And what happens? God, the same thing going to happen when you go, 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 when you. I can't get everybody in here because my finger won't move too fast. But bless God, I'm telling you what, if you're a child of God and you close your eyes in death, the first thing Paul saw, bless God, was the throne. And the next thing Paul did was start worshiping God, because that's what goes on in heaven. It might not go on here, but bless God, it's going on there. Because we'll be rid of this vile flesh. And I say vile for a reason. This flesh is enmity with God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It's caused me more trouble, more heartache, more headache than I wish to have. But boy, to be absent from the body. Glory, maybe y'all ain't picking this up. To be absent from this vile body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice home at last. Cares all past. That's heaven, folks. That's heaven. That's where John went. And they're worshiping. And then they get a problem. John starts crying. Why would you cry in heaven? Well, because he couldn't find anybody to make all that possible. John says, wait a minute. If we don't find somebody and get that scroll, I got to go back. I ain't wanting to go back. He started crying. They said, John, don't cry. One of the 24 elders said, John, don't cry. Look over here, son. Let me tell you something. If you're ever going to see God, you're going to have to look over here and see the Lamb. This world, if they don't look to the Lamb, they'll never see God. And they saw the Lamb as it had been slain. Isn't that wonderful? Well, what happened next? They started worshiping again. John says, well, hallelujah. Let's just all have a worship service here because worthy is the Lamb. And then you come to chapter 5. That is 5. Chapter 6. Now things go back to earth. Now the worshiping. Now the rejoicing, back to the earth. And when he had opened the first seal, I heard a voice say, come and see. And he saw a white horse. And him that sat on it had a bow and a crown. And he went forth to conquer. And conquering. And we said that, I think, is none other than the Antichrist going forth to conquer. And he starts out without war. You remember? Read Daniel. The first 3.5 years, he promises them peace. They're gullible. Well, if you promise peace in this world right now, and bless God, you'd get elected to anything if you could really fulfill it. But they're so gullible. I'll tell you how gullible they are. And I'm going to show you. Yeah, I know y'all get tired of me talking about it, but I detest. And I said something last week. Maybe I should have cleared it up. I don't know. I said I detest them. I'll say it this way. I detest what they stand for. I detest what they preach. And that's this climate nonsense. I'm going to show you today it's not possible. I'm going to show you today they're fools. I'm going to show you today they're liars. I'm going to show you today they've lost all sense of sanity. I'll prove it to you. I'm not making it up. I'll show it to you. So then he says, and I heard another voice say, come and see, and behold a red horse. And we said that represented blood, and blood represents a war. And so wars start now. And then the next horse was a black horse. and he that rode on had scales. Remember, he had scales in his hand. And you could buy wheat for a certain amount, and you could buy barley for a certain amount. You could get a little more barley than you could wheat, but you can't do much with barley. Therefore, there's a big famine. That's why it's black, folks. You go without food and see what color your skin turns. Now, this is a man who knows something about it. You just go without food and see what color your skin starts turning. If it don't start turning black, I'll get out of the business. Famine. Death. And then the fourth horse comes. And it's a pale horse. Had two riders. One was death. One was hell. Now, does anybody remember what it said in chapter 1 about death and hell? That's okay if you don't. I'll help you. It says he has the key. The glorified Son has the keys to death and to hell. So therefore, it's on his authority that they're going out. And so they go out. And death comes. And it gives you four different ways that they die, right? One's by sword. One's by pestilence. One's by famine. One's by death itself. Remember we said the dead bodies creates a lot of things that will kill you. They're just dying everywhere. And then we come to where I wanted to get to because y'all thought I was just lost and going ramming, you know, rambling around. I know y'all think that. I don't ramble. I know I do sometimes, but it's rambling wreck in Georgia Tech is what it is. Then he says, and the fifth seal was opened. And I saw under the altar the souls of them that had been slain, beheaded. Because you made that word, I gave you that word, it means sacrificed. For the testimony of Jesus Christ and for the word of God. Anybody remember that in the first chapter? You say, Tom, why you go back to first chapter? Well, first chapter gives you a lot of this stuff. Well, why was John put on the Isle of Patmos? For the testimony of Jesus Christ and for the word of God. Well, it doesn't change. You know why you will be hated by this world? Because of your testimony for Jesus Christ and because you stand for the word of God. And when they say something contrary to the word of God, it angers you. And I don't see anything wrong with that anger. Not reflected at individuals. Reflected at what they say and what they believe. Because it's contrary to the word of God. Otherwise, you've got no testimony of Jesus Christ. You're not standing for the word of God. And what do they say? How long, O Lord? Faithful and true. Wilt thou not avenge our blood? And it was said unto them that they would be given a robe of white and for them to rest until your fellow servants should be slain as they should. That was their prayer, wasn't it? What were they praying for? Huh? Well, what did they say? How long, O Lord, before thou avenge? They're praying for... You know, I got to tell you, sometimes I want to know, God, when you going to lay it on these people? And I say these people with respect. When you going to lay it on them? I mean, they're just flaunting it in your face. Listen, they're flaunting it in their face. We have to accept it. Or we're called names. Well, I got some names for them. Godless. Bible backing you up on that. Well, chapter 8 begins like this. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for the space of an half an hour. Maybe that don't grab you, but it sure did grab me. What did I just tell you was going on in heaven? All the worship service, all the praise, not of a few, my friend, an innumerable number. All of a sudden, you could hear a pin drop. Something's changing. Ezekiel 33 and 11, I may get this right and I may not. It says this. Tell them this, he said. As I live, saith the Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But that the wicked man turn from his evil ways. Turn ye, O Israel, for why will you die? Now I see certain things in that verse. First, I see a three-letter word that our pastor absolutely adores. As I live, saith the Lord. How long is the Lord going to live? Well, then what he's about to say ain't going to change, folks. As I live, saith the Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. What's that three-letter word? I'm going to paraphrase it out for you. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but I take great pleasure in them turning. You remember the story of the 99. He had 100. One left. What'd he do? He said, well, I'll just leave the 99. I got to go get the ones lost. And he goes out there and gets him. What does he do? Oh, here's what he does. Here's what he does. Get right up there, son. Get right up there. Ooh, I remember when he picked me up. As that song says, he reached way for me. I was lost and undone without God or his son when he reached way down for me. And he didn't just reach down. He picked me up and he put me on his shoulder. You know where he took me, Jimmy? Bless God, he took me home. You know where I'm at today, Jimmy? Bless God, I'm at home in heaven. You say, Tom, you're down here on earth. No, bless God, I'm not either. You might see this flesh standing here pouring his heart out to you, but bless God, where God's concerned, I've got my home there and I'm there. Because he put me on his shoulder and he carried me home. Silence, because God takes no pleasure in what he's about to do. You say, Tom, how you know all that? You make this stuff up out of whole cloth. No, I just read God's word. Here's what it says. And when he had opened the seventh seal, There was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Folks, you got to listen, you got to grab that. You try to be silent in here for 1 minute, it'll seem like eternity to you. You say, well, Tom, I can hear the air conditioner running. I'm talking about dead silent, folks. Like a stadium of 100,000 people that just went dead silent when a young man's leg snapped. Those same 100,000 cheering maniacs, those same players that was running all over the field, all of a sudden, bless God, their hands were like this. Their head was dropped. There wasn't a noise to be heard anywhere over a broken leg. Well, God ain't going to hand out broken legs, folks. You're going to see why God said no. I don't want to do this. You say, Tommy, you're putting words in God's mouth. It was silent. I don't take pleasure in what I'm going to do. Habakkuk said it this way. In your wrath, remember mercy. But he can't give out mercy. He can't do it now. I'm sure he wants to live. I know God loves the world. He takes no pleasure. He don't want to do it. And for 30 minutes in heaven, there ain't a word. Because this thing's getting ready to get bad. You say, Tom, hey, you know that. Well, I'll read it to you. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them was given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar having a golden censer. Well, anybody in here knows what a golden censer is, don't you? It's a little carrying case. You put stuff in it. What do you put in it? Oh, you put incense in it. What do you do with the incense? Well, if you go back to the Old Testament, you'll see, bless God, the incense went up at the Holy of Holies. And there was given unto him much incense or frankincense. Oh, everybody in here knows frankincense, don't you? Them three wise men, they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold for the king, frankincense for the prayers, and myrrh for the burial. Just what God would need for his son. They brought it. Well, here, we're only needing the frankincense. What was the fifth seal about? What were they doing under the altar? As that song says, I don't know if Amy sings this song or not. I think she does, but maybe she don't. Maybe it's another one I'm conflated with. But it's, they were praying for someone like me. Maybe we sang that one. It just stuck out in my mind. I don't know. The Spencers do it, I think. They're praying. What were they praying for? What were they praying for?
Vengeance.
What were they told? Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Wait a while. Well, guess what, Becky?
The wedding's over.
You won't have to wait any longer. Because they've come out with much incense. And guess what happens? He puts it on there and the smoke comes up. Well, you say, well, Tom, what's important about the smoke? Well, it's not so much what the smoke's important, it's what went up with the smoke. And he says that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was where? Folks, look. Do you not realize where you pray? We're not talking about a moment of silence, your thoughts and your prayers. If you're praying, you're reaching down in here, and there's a burden on your heart, a burden too heavy for you to carry, a job too much for you to handle, a need too going to the only one that can meet the need. That's why he says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. These saints were praying. They were told to wait. And as Sandy so wonderfully said, the wait's over. That's good for some. That's bad for others. Because here's what happens. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Once you pray, it's out of your hands. You know, an unspoken request, it's out of your hands. As that song says, it's out in heaven. That's what it means to pray with faith. That's what it means when he says, anything that you ask him in my name, I'll do it for you. When you just surrender it to God and you say, God, if it's so that Sandy never walks again, thy will be done. God, if it's so that Tom's lungs never get better again, thy will be done. I'll live with that. I'll die with that. And that'll be just fine. That's what it means to pray. The other thing that it means, God's going to move. You say, well, you sure? Well, let's see. I think he will. And the angel took the censer. What was the censer now? Huh? It's where they burnt the incense and the smoke went up with the prayers before God, right? Well, what were they praying for? Vengeance, bless God. Well, watch what happens. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you surely picked that up, didn't you? Huh? What's that tell you? What'd that tell you? Silence is over. You know that song, silence is golden, golden, but my eyes still see. Y'all too young to remember that. I can remember as a junior in high school in Mount Holly, North Carolina. I can remember putting on the English leather. That was one of my favorite songs. I played that over. We had a record player then, you know. I would play that over and over and over up there while I was getting ready. Silence is golden. I don't know why, but I guess because when I went on a date, silence was golden. My poor little wife. I got to tell you this. I'll get off of it quick, but it has to do with silence. I remember I'd call her, you know. 3 minutes after I've called, I'm out of things to say. And we're just sitting there. And I'm saying, Tom, think of something for crying out loud. Now, some people have what we call a gift of gab, and, you know, you can't shut them up. My little mother-in-law, and I tell you, I had the best mother-in-law in all the world. I don't care what anybody says. I'd tell anybody that. We used to love to take her on a trip with us. Because all I had to do, Lynn, pump her just a little. And if it was a two-hour trip, I never had to say a word. I loved it. Y'all wonder sometimes, Tom, you act like you're mad. You won't say nothing to anybody. I don't know what to say. Except when I'm doing this. I don't want to shut up when I'm doing this. But people call me up, my brother Dan. I know he thinks I hate him. I don't. Is this appreciation month or something? I hope y'all appreciate him. No, I tell you, this is what I was going to do. But I decided not to. I've got this little disc of him on a motorcycle trip. And it's about 10 years old. And I was going to have Scott play it a little bit up there. But before I played it, I was going to say, I want to speak to you today about the passage of time. Time passes as we pass the time in this passage of time. y'all didn't get that. That's okay. Y'all didn't get that. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to... Silence is over, folks. It gonna be Noah's now. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of trees was burned up, and all green grass was burned up. I almost made a note right there in my Bible. How's that new green deal working out for you? How's saving this planet working out now? God says, I'm going to destroy a third of the trees and the grass. Well, what's that going to do to you breathing? Oh, you're going to have a third less of oxygen. Because the trees give off, well, they don't give off oxygen. They give off a CO2, actually, and that turns into sugar, which turns into oxygen. God's just going to say, boys, I'm going to burn up a third of it right now. You say, I don't believe that. That's okay. That's okay. If you're here, you'll believe it. And then you'll say, well, I should have believed that because John saw it, remember? This ain't about what's going to happen. John's seeing it happen, folks. So if I see something happen, I know it happened. So he says, and I burned up the third of the trees and the green grass was burned up. Now, I want you to notice something here. On the third day, what did God create? You say, Tom, my goodness, that's all the way back in Genesis. How am I supposed to know that? I'm going to tell you. Grass and trees. See, what God's doing here, he created. Jimmy, you're going to get back to me. I know you are. It's demo day. Well, what do? Well, you tear up what's been put up. And sometimes you take it down the same way you put it up so that you know how to put it back up. So he says, I tell you what, boys, on the third day I said, and let there be, bless God there was. Well, guess what? I'll just throw this thing down on the earth. It'll start burning it up. Only I won't burn it all up at once because Habakkuk said, Lord, in your wrath, remember mercy. You say, Tom, is there mercy going on here? Well, don't you remember what he did last week? Anybody remember last week? Anybody remember yesterday? Anybody remember 5 minutes ago? I didn't think so. This is some kind of class. I'll tell you one thing. But I'll tell you one thing, and I mean this, God knows I stand here. I mean it with all my heart. I wouldn't trade you for a million good ones. You don't know how much I love y'all. You don't know during the week how much I pray, Lord, please don't let me hurt your sheep. I don't want to say anything in here that would hurt his sheep. I don't want to say anything in here that'll hurt his word. Maybe y'all don't realize, but it's a burden. I don't want to get up here and act like I know something. I just want to be a vessel, a weakened one, but a vessel, so that God, through the Holy Spirit, can teach us something. So he says, and the second angel sounded, and as it were a green mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. All a part of the third day of creation. He's taking it down now, like he put it up. Why? Well, because over chapter 21, he'll say, behold, I make a new heaven and a new earth. I'm going to put it back up like I started. Oh boy, I got to hurry. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. Now notice it doesn't say became as blood. You know, in one place it talks about the moon becoming as blood, which means it's not blood. It looks like blood. Was there a big harvest moon this week? My poor little wife. Bless its heart, it didn't get 2 hours sleep. She said it had to be that moon. I don't know. Does the moon affect your sleep? Boy, it did hers. It didn't have. I didn't know the moon was there. But boy, last night. They wasn't a moon. It got its sleep. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire, cast in the sea, and it became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life, he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. You say, well, now, Tom, this is talking about creatures in the sea. They're not wicked. Oh, yes, they are. Yeah, the whole earth is cursed, folks. Just read Romans. It says that all creation groaneth within itself, waiting for the adoption to wit. It's redemption. Everything's cursed. That's why he's got to do away with it. He's only doing the third at a time so that some people might see this and say, oh God, forgive me. But you're going to see later on, they did not because they would not, and they would not because they could not. So, I'm going to keep on going. And the third part of the creatures were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Do you think the Titanic was something? Bless God, you better not get on a ship during then. Then ain't going to work out. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the water. Well, the fish is dying, the men are dying, the water's bitter. Silence. Wrath has come. Remember what he said at the end of the sixth seal? He said, it is the great day of the wrath of the Lamb, and who shall be able to stand? And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. The fourth day now, we've moved to the fourth day now, when he created the sun and the moon. Well, he's going to deal with them now. And he says, he just tells them don't shine. You say, oh, come on. Hey, if he says the sun don't shine, it ain't going to shine until he says you can shine again. But he says, no, I'm just going to do it for a third of the day. I'm going to remember mercy here for a while. Now that's going to end. Stay with me. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was dark. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. What happened on the third day? Huh? He arose, right? Well, what happened on the first day? He died. Well, what happened in the middle of him dying? Darkness. Why? Well, because God is of pure eyes and cannot behold evil and cannot look upon iniquity. Even his own son, who took on your sin and my sin, he had to turn his back from. And it was dark. And it's going to be dark again, because that's what wicked is, folks. Wicked is in the darkness. And he says, I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe. Woes aren't good in the Bible. You know, woes ain't something to laugh about. Woes ain't something to party about. Woes ain't something to get enthused about. When God says woe, what you've just seen pales in comparison. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants. What does that mean? What does it mean when it says they that dwell on the earth and the inhabitants of the earth? No, here's what it means, honey. When you're lost, you're an earth dweller. This is where you want to be. You've taken no thought of when you're leaving here. Therefore, the Bible calls you an earth dweller. Well, earth dwellers don't work out, because this earth going to get burned up. Well, if you burn up where you at, I mean, get in the house sometime and light it on fire and just sit down and watch some TV. Well, that's what it's like. That's what it's like. Not good to be an earth dweller. We better get our hearts and our minds on heaven. Because only from heaven's view will it work out. If you're an earth dweller, if you have decided, no, listen, we can save the planet, we'll see how that works out. Well, I see they're coming in, and I'm going out.
So we start on 9 next week?
Yeah. Okay. Or somewhere.